Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Watch unit for today. We've got a couple of news items to talk about today. One has to do with driving for the elderly in Japan and offering them some noodles if they agree to stop driving. And also, we're kind of looking at Parkinson's disease. It might actually start in your gut, in your belly.
Yeah, interesting. I have heard that before. But it's interesting that the government in Japan is trying to get these elderly folks to quit driving, to cut down on accidents. I grew up in a state in Arizona in the U.S. where we've got a lot of what we call snowbirds. Older people move to my state because there's no snow, at least in the Phoenix area. And so I'm very familiar with old people driving on the road. They're scary, a lot of them.
It does happen. And, of course, as you know, everybody thinks that they are a better driver than the average driver. So in any case, let's talk about what's going on in Japan and what's going on with Parkinson's disease. Uh-huh. So let's read the entirety of our lesson for today, and then we'll come back to talk about it. Elderly Japanese giving up driving for cheap noodles. A new policy in Japan's Aichi Prefecture encourages the elderly to trade their right to drive for noodles. The policy, which is in response to a rise in accidents involving older drivers and an increase in the population of the elderly, would give seniors a discount on ramen noodles, but only if they surrender their driver's licenses. Although the overall number of vehicular accidents in Japan has decreased in recent years, those involving drivers aged 75 or older have risen. Most of these accidents are caused by the drivers mistaking the accelerator for the brake, driving the wrong way, or not reacting quickly enough to avoid collisions. Similar policies have been introduced in other areas as well, including getting discounts on public baths, haircuts, and taxi rides in exchange for giving up driving. However, these policies are not without criticism. Some people believe that elderly people living in rural areas with little or no public transportation might become isolated if they are no longer able to drive.
Study shows Parkinson's might start in gut. Parkinson's disease is considered a disorder of the brain. However, a recent study at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech, has revealed that it might, in fact, start in the gut. Parkinson's causes the death of neurons deep in the brain, resulting in shaking and mobility issues. One of the signs of the disease is the abnormal presence of a kind of protein called alpha-synuclein in the brain. The Caltech study showed that gut bacteria could cause the buildup of alpha-synuclein, and these biomolecules then travel from the gut to the brain. Scientists tested this by injecting alpha-synuclein into the stomachs of mice. A few weeks later, it was seen in the brain, and the mice began having trouble moving. This means that people with unusual gut bacteria are at greater risk of developing Parkinson's. Indeed, many Parkinson's patients experience severe stomach problems, such as constipation, for years before they begin to show symptoms of Parkinson's. Hopefully, these revelations could lead to new drugs that target particular bacteria in the stomach, which would prove more useful in fighting Parkinson's than existing drugs that work in the brain.
Okay, so we've got a couple of stories to talk about here. Let's talk about the first one. We're going to go to Japan, and the title of the article here is Elderly Japanese Giving Up Driving for Cheap Noodles. We could say that they are giving up driving because they can get some cheap noodles. And this is for the elderly in Japan, at least in a specific place. Elderly is just a polite word for someone who is older, what, over 70, 75 years, something like that, elderly. And I guess they're giving up their driving because they can get some cheap noodles.
That's what they're hoping, at least. Notice here, Tom kind of talked about it. The headline for this story isn't a complete sentence. It would be, are giving up driving for cheap noodles? But that's what they're trying to encourage the elderly in Japan to do. It's a policy from Japan's Aichi. Is that how you say that?
Aichi? Yeah, Aichi, Aichi-ken, Aichi-sien.
Aichi Prefecture. That's just like a division that they use for certain areas of a city. We use districts here. I think they use prefecture over there. Is that correct?
Well, prefecture would be more like Sien here in Taiwan, like
bigger area.
Sien, but it's the same character, Sien or Ken in Japanese. But that is a prefecture in what? Central Japan? That's where Nagoya is.
Oh.
And this particular policy, this government policy, that means it's not really a law, but it's what they want to do. It's what they want to accomplish.
It's kind of a program that they've started.
There you go. Yeah. It encourages the elderly to trade their right to drive for noodles. So to trade something for something else. I have this thing. I'll give it to you if you give me that thing that you have to trade something for something.
And the policy is in response to a rising accidents involving these older drivers we're talking about. If you do something in response to something else, it means something happens and then you decide what you're going to do in return. Sometimes you have a disaster and in response you might have the city officials get together and help the people that were hurt in that disaster. Well, their response is to offer these elderly folks some ramen if they give up driving so they can cut down on these accidents that are happening. There's been an increase in the population of the elderly in Japan, just like there has been this increase in elderly around the world.
Yeah.
I know Taiwan has more elderly now and the U.S. as well.
Hmm.
And they would give seniors a discount on ramen noodles.
Well, actually, that needs some more explanation. Ramen is la mien. I don't think they're actually giving them pao mien, but in America, when we have pao mien, we call it ramen noodles, even though technically la mien or ramen in
something
Japan is quite different from instant noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of elderly people would willingly give up their right to drive if they were getting pao mien. I would feel I was getting cheated there. But they're giving them a discount, a reduced price on ramen noodles. But they have to surrender their driver's licenses. To surrender here just means to give up. If you're an army, like the Germans surrendered in World War II. And then a license, of course, is an official document that lets you do something. You can have a driver's license or a hunting license or a fishing license or even a marriage license.
Now, in the second paragraph, it talks about the overall number of vehicular accidents. They've decreased in recent years. Overall means if you count all of the people driving and not just the elderly or maybe the teens or early 20s, those folks. So you're counting all of the accidents when you say overall. Vehicular is often seen in the news when we talk about car accidents or trucks maybe that plowed into somebody. Vehicular is the adjective form of vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And these overall accidents have decreased just in recent years. I would say maybe the last 5-10 years. Those involving drivers aged 75 or older, though, have gone up, have risen. So that's what they're concerned about. I guess, you know, for at least some of the elderly I know, I'm going to talk about my dad. He still drives and he's 80. He's very healthy and really quick, but he wants his independence. And I think a lot of those older people drive because they either don't have family nearby or they just want to get out and feel like a young person again.
Or there just simply isn't any public transportation. Let's go on here. Most of these accidents are caused by the drivers mistaking the accelerator for the brake. To mistake something for something else, that means you think that that thing is something, but it is not. The accelerator is the gas pedal, or the yomen, as you call it in Chinese, and they just think the accelerator or the gas pedal is something you're supposed to touch with your foot if you want to stop. Mm. So they want to stop, but instead they push the wrong pedal and they crash into something. Sometimes they also drive the wrong way. Of course, they drive on the left side of the road in Japan. Maybe they, for some reason, drive on the right. Or they're not reacting quickly enough to avoid collisions. A collision is when something goes bang. bang right into each other. To collide is the verb, and the noun is a collision. There was a collision at that intersection yesterday. Please be careful.
Now, similar policies have been introduced in other areas as well, including getting discounts on public baths. If you get a discount on something, it means the price of something has been lowered for you, so it's a better price. So discounts on public baths that are popular, haircuts, and taxi rides. That's a good idea for having a discount on taxi rides for the elderly. In exchange, again, for giving up driving. So they get these things if they're willing to give up driving or stop driving. In exchange for is similar to trade. You trade this for something else. So, yeah, they're trying. They're trying different policies with not just the noodles, but we've got other things as well.
And it goes on to say, however, these policies are not without criticism, which means people are criticizing the policies. Some people believe that elderly people living in rural areas with little or no public transportation might become isolated if they are no longer able to drive. Rural means in the country, and of course Japan is a pretty big country, so it's not all just Tokyo or Osaka or Nagoya. There are other rural areas like Aichi Prefecture. They've got some country areas, some farms and stuff like that. And they don't have public transportation, so they might be isolated. If you're isolated, you're off there all by yourself, and there really aren't any other people or other buildings around you. You're just kind of in the middle of nowhere.
So you can understand why some of them get in their cars and drive off, because there might not be really convenient public transportation. Although I bet they have better public transportation in Japan than, say, America.
Sure.
That's our first story, guys. Our next story is going to come in just a few minutes, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第七单元。好，我们要来看新闻。今天的新闻重点呢，第一则跟日本一个很有意思的政策，就是怎么样让年长的人来让出他的驾驶权。好，他们有新的方法。我们先看这边就提到说，是在日本的爱知县。那要让长者们让出驾驶权要怎么做呢？他这里的做法是，如果你愿意让出你的驾驶权的话，那你可以来交换面食。好，这里用到一个片语 trade something for something else， 也就是你拿出一个东西来换取另外一个东西， trade A for B。接下来呢，他就说了，这个政策呢，他提供给这个年长的驾驶者面食，然后给折扣。那有一个前提，好，这个地方提到这个前提的时候，在 but 后面他说了 but only if they surrender their driver's licenses。 这个地方的 but 后头的 only if 我们要注意一下哦，如果呢像这个情况里头if 这个条件句本来就表示说假如怎么样的话，但是加了 only 就有强调是只有在这个前提之下才成立。好，我们再看下面呢，他又提到了，其实在日本最近呢，他说75岁以上的驾驶人他们造成的车祸事故增加，那很多原因主要是因为这些驾驶人呢会把这个油门当成刹车来踩。好，那我们来看看这个段落里头有几个重点。首先第一个就是在提到 those involving drivers， 好，这个 those他提到的 those 指的就是 accidents， 因为前面提到交通事故，那他后面要讲这些事故主要就是跟这些年纪超过75岁以上的驾驶人有关。再来呢，后面还有一个地方就提到说，这些驾驶人他因为年纪大误把油门当刹车来踩，那这个片语 mistake A for B， 这就是误把 A当作是 B， 这个 mistake 在这里是动词。最后这边又提到说，那除了爱知县他们有这样的政策，在其他的地方其实也有推行，那可以换到可以获得的权利可能是其他方面。不过他又说到，这样的政策到底好不好，其实也有人批评。 那有人就觉得说，其实如果你是住在乡下，那在乡下几乎就没有大众交通工具，这样子的话，这些老人家可能会被孤立了。好，我们来看最后这里，他说到在郊区，在乡村地方哦 ，in rural areas with little to no public transportation。With 当然表示附带状况，这里有什么样的状况 ？Little or no 其实就是几乎没有。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to get going on the second story. The headline says, study shows Parkinson's might start in gut. Gut is another word we use for your belly, your stomach. We have several words for that area of our body. But this has been really big in the news lately, how we need to be watching what's happening in our stomachs, our bellies, what kind of bacteria is in there, because it can affect other parts of our bodies and our health in general.
Indeed. Parkinson's, of course, is a disease you get later in life. Sometimes people get it. It's known for that shaking. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had it, so she had difficulty writing and stuff like that.
Sometimes you get it when you're younger. Michael J. Fox was, 30 when he got it?
Mm-hmm.
So it does happen occasionally, and it affects you your whole life.
Well, Parkinson's disease is considered a disorder of the brain. So it is considered, people think of it as a disorder of the brain. A disorder is kind of like a disease when something is just not working right, like ADD, attention deficit disorder, etc. And lots of people think, well, that's just a mental problem. It's in the brain.
Right. And that's what we've all thought for years and years and years. However, here's where we're going to introduce some new discoveries here. A recent study at a school called the California Institute of Technology, or Caltech for short, most of us always refer to this university as Caltech, has revealed that it might, in fact, start in the gut. So they're talking about the starting point, not where it ends up, but the starting point, and this is a huge piece of information. Now, Parkinson's causes the death of neurons deep in the brain, and that's what causes the shaking and the trouble walking and moving. Like you, Tom, I had an aunt, my dad's sister, who had it so badly that I used to sit and watch her shake, and I think she must be exhausted even after 30 minutes of getting out of bed.
I wonder if she can even go to sleep shaking like that.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, neurons are basically nerve cells, and they are killed in the brain because of Parkinson's, and that results in the shaking and mobility issues.
Yeah.
Issue here just could be translated as problems. Mobility means getting around. How can they walk around and stuff like that? And one of the signs of the disease is the abnormal presence of a kind of protein called alpha synuclein. Did I say that right?
Synuclein, yes.
Alpha synuclein, thank you. That's a chemical term. And it's abnormal here. That means it's not normal. This protein is perhaps present in higher numbers than usual. So it's a protein. There are various proteins, Danbaijer, I believe that is in Chinese. And this is in the brain. And this is a sign of the disease. And the Caltech study, or the research from Caltech, showed that gut bacteria could cause the buildup of alpha synuclein, and these biomolecules then travel from the gut to the brain. So, yes, indeed, you've got bacteria in your gut, in your stomach, and then you get the buildup of alpha synuclein, that protein, that chemical, and these are biomolecules. Bio means having to do with biology or life. A molecule is just when you have one or more atoms together, like H2O is a molecule of water. So these biomolecules somehow get up to the brain, and then they bring about Parkinson's disease.
Wow, it's interesting. Now, when you see that word build up, that is a noun, but we also use it as a verb phrase, to build up. Sometimes you let things build up and then it's a mess. Maybe you let some anger issues build up and then one day you explode. Well, there's a buildup of this alpha synuclein, which is bad for us, and it's traveling, again, from the gut to the brain. It doesn't start in the brain. Scientists tested this That was their theory. They tested it by injecting alpha-synuclein into the stomachs of mice. Once again, mice are our friends. You know, they're there for scientific research a lot of the time. If you inject something into something else, you force some sort of drug or liquid into a person's body. It could be an animal's body. And we use it with something we call a syringe. We just refer to it as a shot, typically. Most of us had shots when we were in elementary school or even before that. So they shoot this alpha-synuclein into the stomachs of mice, and then they watch where it goes from there.
Yep, a few weeks later, it was seen in the brain, and then the mice began having trouble moving. So that kind of sort of proves their research. Of course, they need to have other kinds of research to back that up. And this means that people with unusual gut bacteria are at greater risk of developing Parkinson's. So you're at risk of something means that this is more likely going to happen to you. Smokers are at greater risk of getting lung cancer than non-smokers.
True. So this means that you need to watch out for that gut bacteria. Actually, if you eat yogurt, that will help a little bit, too. You're getting the good bacteria.
Okay.
Indeed, it says many Parkinson's patients experienced severe stomach problems. Like, here's an example, constipation. And they suffered it for years, so it went on and on. So that's kind of a clue that they're experiencing Parkinson's. This is before they begin to even show symptoms like shaking and having trouble moving. Those are symptoms of Parkinson's. When something's severe, it's extreme. For example, you can have mild pain, which is, you know, you can handle it, maybe a little headache. Severe pain, you're screaming, it's so bad. So severe is quite extreme. Just think of it like that.
Yes, think of it like that indeed. Severe stomach problems, and one of those problems is constipation. That means you just simply cannot empty your bowels. You cannot have a bowel movement. You cannot sit on the toilet there and have something happen.
Yeah, it's the opposite of la duzza, which is diarrhea. So
diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
They're both bad. I don't know which one's worse. Constipation's pretty awful, though.
Yeah, I don't like having constipation, but I don't have it too often. Usually that's because your feces is kind of hard. It's not soft enough to come out.
Eat more fiber, people.
Yeah, we don't want to get into too many gross details here. Yeah. But yeah, good advice there. Eat more fiber or talk to your doctor if you have these problems. And yes, they have these severe stomach problems. Mm. For example, constipation. They've had these problems for years before they begin to show symptoms of Parkinson's. Symptoms are signs like shaking or other things that the doctor could notice, various symptoms of various diseases. Mm-hmm. That's what the doctors are looking for to make a diagnosis.
Well, it says hopefully these revelations could lead to new drugs that target particular bacteria. There's lots of different kinds of bacteria in the stomach, and that would prove more useful in fighting the disease of Parkinson's. Now, when you talk about revelations, especially in science, you're talking about some surprising new facts that you found or that were discovered you didn't know before, and it's kind of dramatic. Oh, I had a revelation. I need to move. I need to go abroad. I mean, it's something big. It's not little. So revelations are pretty exciting new discoveries in science, here at least. We also talk about revelations in our lives. Maybe you've discovered something about yourself that will change you forever. That's a revelation.
Yeah, maybe you've had a revelation. You found out that your parents aren't your real parents.
Yeah.
You were adopted when
right.
you were young, and your real parents are someplace else. That might be a big revelation
sure.
to you. But these are revelations about Parkinson's disease, so this could lead to new drugs, medications that target particular bacteria in the stomach and maybe can give us some more advice about what to eat and stuff like that, what foods to avoid, because, hey, it's happening in your gut, in your belly, in your stomach, and these could prove more useful in fighting Parkinson's than existing drugs that work in the brain. I'm wondering if it's too late at that point, though, if you've already got Parkinson's disease, then is it kind of too late to worry about the bacteria in your
stomach? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
One of the recommendations I have, though, in terms of getting good gut bacteria is having more acidophilus. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like in milk or something?
Yeah, it's in yogurt. It's in dairy products. But yogurt in particular, if you read the labels, the good yogurt will have acidophilus, and that's good for you. My brother-in-law takes it every day because he has problems with his colon.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
I better start eating now before it's too late.
Yeah.
Check it out. Do some research first, though. Don't just run down to your grocery store and eat yogurt. We could get sued for that if something bad happens.
Yogurt's fine food. No, acidophilus pills, you should do more research about them, but yogurt's fine.
We're just English teachers here, not doctors, so please talk to your doctor or nutritionist first. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看第二则新闻。这则新闻跟一个困扰着我们的一个疾病叫做 Parkinson's。那注意一下哦，这个疾病本身的名字，它的字尾就有一个 apostrophe s， 这一撇加 s 是原来的一部分，所以不要省略掉。这个 Parkinson's 这种疾病呢，我们已经有一些相关的研究，不过这则新闻就是告诉大家，现在有个新的发现，我们发现它的病因也许并不是大脑哦，可能是来自于你的肠子，所以这个标题上就写到 Start in Gut。 好，我们来看看究竟怎么一回事。这个 Parkinson's 的研究呢，是来自于加州理工学院。好，我们来看看怎么一回事呢？一开始大家都说 Parkinson's 它有一些造成我们人体的影响，比如说它让我们脑里面的神经元死亡，然后它会造成什么样的结果呢？你的行动上会有出现问题，而且你可能手脚都会颤抖。好，我们来看看，这里有两个地方要注意。这一句话里头的 causes 当然这是动词的形式，造成后面是一个结果，但是在后头还有一个 resulting in， 这是用现在分词的形式表示附带修饰。他说他有神经元，让他神经元死亡，还会有一个这样子的结果，就是神经元死亡之后相对造成的结果 result in。而这个疾病它提到有一个在我们大脑里面出现的异常现象，只是呢加州理工学院他们的研究却说我们会让这种异常出现的原因是在我们的肠子里，因为肠子里有细菌。好，而这个细菌呢就会引发这个异常，当然这个异常是因为有一种叫做 alpha 突触核蛋白的蛋白质。好，我们再来往下读，最后呢这一段就提到这些研究发现 could lead to new drugs. Lead to 其实就是 contribute to， 也就是造成或者是促成。 OK， 我们今天的解释到这里结束，下次见。
Thank you everybody for listening to our program, and here's hoping that all of your news is good news. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.